Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Monday, May 18th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the U.S. economy being run too hot, part three? Our answer is yes, from the perspective of the monetary policy and liquidity cycles, according to key leading indicators of nominal GDP growth from the month of May. While our macro weather model currently views the momentum of these two key macro cycles as tailwinds for risk assets, a likely hawkish pivot by the Fed risks turning the monetary policy and liquidity cycles into explicit headwinds for risk assets in the coming months. This outcome would likely be digested poorly by market participants who remain overwhelmingly bullish and keen to crowd into one theme, which is obviously AI. Transition to our 42 macro dashboard. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Low Chance of a Correction. It says, hi, Skipper. Thanks for another great around the horn presentation today. As always, a lot to learn and ponder. Where I'm struggling to connect the dots is the low risk of a correction in the short to medium term signaled by the positioning model. Can you please elaborate on why this might be? But the tech semis seem so crowded. I believe it was just yesterday that you mentioned in the macro minute that we may be witnessing the start of a correction now, which the low risk reading on the positioning model seems to clash with. Is it perhaps the position model has already picked up on a down move having begun is now signaling low risk of a correction after the one that may be already underway, so to speak? Or is it the wrong way to look at it? I'd love to hear you expand on this. Have a great week. So appreciate you. Thanks for the kind feedback. Thank you for the thoughtful question as well. So the first thing I'll say is two things. One, the positioning cycle itself is not a catalyst for the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets. It is an accelerant to the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets to the extent you have positive or negative surprises that are either transitory or trend from the perspective of the other five key macro cycles being growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, and liquidity. So when you think about a correction, what causes corrections is the evidence of, you know, some degree of crowded bullish positioning, either high or, you know, medium, moderate degree of crowded bullish positioning. And then you have a transitory negative surprise in one or more of those other five key cycles. What causes a market crash is if you have a high degree of crowded bullish positioning and you have a trending negative surprise in one of more of those other key macro cycles. And so right now, what we're essentially calling for is, hey, we had a decent amount of crowded bullish positioning from a broad risk perspective, not necessarily, you know, the AI trade. Obviously, the AI trade is a tremendous amount of crowded bullish positioning, but it from a broad market risk perspective, there was a moderate risk, a reasonable risk of crowded bullish positioning, which is a 50 to 75% chance of a correction, specifically according to the positioning model. But then now we're layering on these sort of transitory negative surprises from the perspective of the inflation cycle, from the perspective of the liquidity cycle and the monetary policy cycle. So those negative surprises relative to the expectations of market participants who built up that crowded bullish positioning will cause them to change their positioning in a way that makes asset prices go down. And so that is the risk. And so you have to remember when you're interpreting the positioning model, the second part of the question, second answer to the question is when you're interpreting the positioning model, the positioning model in and of itself, you know, it has legacy, has memory. So the most recent update of the positioning model took the risk of a correction down because one of the indicators exhibited a pullback of that crowded bullish positioning. But again, this is as a function of the unwind of the beginning of the unwind of that crowded bullish positioning that we saw last week. So, you know, there is still a legacy of having that crowded bullish positioning. And there's also the risk of these, you know, the monetary policy cycle and the liquidity cycle inflecting into negative trends or inflecting into a headwind condition, much like what we've seen with the inflation cycle. And so if that continues, then the starting point of having a crowded degree of bullish positioning, irrespective of what is currently signaling today, the starting point of what we had at the beginning of last week from a positioning model standpoint is the risk in the context of those negative developments in the other five key macro cycles. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Monday, May 18th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.